You got that one?
Yep.
Cool.
Make sure this is working.
Okay, I'd like to call this Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees meeting February 11th, 7 p.m. I'd like to call this meeting to order. I'd like to start with a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance. All right, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call. Alex Litton, present. Bo Miller?
Present.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve.
I would, Alex, one thing I would do is I would call Dave's name and just let it show the... Right.
Dave Bench, absent.
All right.
Okay. I'd like to seek a motion for approval of the January 28th meeting minutes.
I move to approve the January 28th minutes.
I'll second that. Roll call, Alex Litton. Present. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench? Okay. Fiscal officer's report. Joel is not with us tonight. What exactly do we have to read off of these
things? I can give it to you if you want. I'll show you.
Sure.
So in the payment listings, you have payment advice 9-2025 through... I got that messed up. Okay, so 9-2025, 10-2025, 11-2025, and 12-2025, and then it goes to 17-2025, and then warrant numbers 23414 through 23457 in the total amount of $105,148.61. Then you got your receipt list here. From January 29th, totaling $31,649.40. And then our fund status report, available in the checking is $757,280.67. Pooled investments is $679,241.87. With a grand total of $1,436,522.54. That's the fiscal officer's report as read, and that's my motion to approve as read.
And I'll second that. All right, roll call. Dave Bench, Alex Litton, present. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Okay. All right, zoning department, doesn't look like Wendy's here.
I'd like to just say that we've had an application from the Zoning Commission to have a hearing on Connex boxes, and I believe that hearing is scheduled for March 12th. I believe, if I'm not correct on that date, it's in March. There'll be a public hearing.
Okay,
cool. And then that'll proceed, the proceedings will move forward.
Cool, thanks Jim.
And that isn't a public hearing based on a decision of the Zoning Commission. It was an application by a citizen.
And you have to hold a public hearing to talk about it?
Yes, and it has to be advertised. So to meet the timeline considerations, that's when the hearing will be.
Okay.
Cool, thanks. Rec department, I didn't recall getting anything from Gary.
No.
Fire department.
Good evening. We are about 40 calls so far for the year this year, and March 5th, so put this in your calendars too, if you would. I have ProMedica coming in to provide our harassment review. I reviewed the PowerPoint that they have. It looks like it'll be very comprehensive. good thing, and it's what we're required for all employees. So we'll have to make sure that Kevin and Eric are available or informed of that. And I don't know if you have to extend that on to Wendy and anyone that's employed with the township. So that's up to you guys how you want to do that. But it'll be March 5th in the fire station.
Is there a time for that?
7 p.m. Excuse me.
Got it.
I need to show you this one. We did this last year. This goes to the pharmacy board. And so this needs to be rewritten and then re-signed by all three trustees. But this is what I didn't know. Is that a resolution of one of your guys' numbers? So do you guys have, I don't know how you do whatever you got to do. But so we need to prepare this. There's just a couple word changes slightly. But then we use that. It goes to the pharmacy board for the state of Ohio. And then that's also used in some grants. Applications.
Yeah, so this, we had passed this back in 2023, and it's just basically, it says this is to the Ohio Board of Pharmacy. This letter is confirmed to the Ohio Board of Pharmacy from the Jerusalem Township Board of Trustees that Captain Charles Flack from the Jerusalem Township Fire and Rescue Department is authorized to be the applicant.
Yes, correct.
Okay. The applicant and overall contact for our department's Board of Pharmacy license, as well as Captain Melissa Aminette, will serve as the Jerusalem Township Fire and Rescue Department as a responsible individual and contact our department's Board of Pharmacy license. So we need it. It's got to be updated with your name in it, mine and Dave's. So do you want a new resolution?
Yeah, can you guys do whatever that needs to be done for that thing?
Yeah, I can make a copy of that and just update everything and sign it.
And could you type it on a township letterhead and all that for us?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you can... I'll need it sooner.
Yeah, we wanted to make a new resolution because here, it's just we have to...
Oh, you just update it?
I don't think we have to because we've already passed the resolution.
Cool.
It just needs to be updated, so...
Do you need this copy back?
No, you can have that.
Cool. So, see, he's got a few things he wants you to take out or add applicant there.
Sure.
And then, obviously, you're the chairman, and then...
Yep. So. Easy peasy.
All right. Perfect.
Cool.
Thank you. The next thing I need help with, and it may just be one of you guys may already know who to contact. So this is the Volunteer Fire Department Defendant Fund certification. So I have to fill this form out. Now I have to do this twice a year. It's now an every 6 month thing. The only thing I need is, who would I talk to at the auditor? I need the value for Jerusalem Township, the entire value. What was listed in the previous one was like $750 million and everything. But I don't want to put false information in there. I want to put accurate information. So do you have someone I could call or talk to?
I'm going to the government center on Thursday. I could stop in the auditor's office and ask.
That would be great. I would appreciate that help.
Yeah.
So,
do you need this back
here? I don't know. No, you can have that. Cool. I don't know how often that number would even change.
Every 3 years.
So,
right? Every 3 years, according to the auditor.
It probably went up a lot.
This place
probably technically every year if you have individual reevaluations throughout, but you know.
So you need the total of Jerusalem Township.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I need. Is that
value on the board, right? 39.5.
I don't know.
I don't know
where that. I was looking in the previous form that I could find, and that was the number. It was 750 million, and it's like, where does this number come from? So I had to call.
So it was previously 750?
Yes. I had to call the Department of Commerce to, I asked him specifically, what is this number and where do I get it? He said, well, you got to get it from your auditor. Mm. And I said, so what value is it? Is it just what the township assets are? Or he says, no, it's your whole entire township. Okay. I mean, I don't know how they come up with it. So is that every house and every...
All the water,
everything in the...
Every square inch.
I guess.
Township.
The new evaluation has got to be a lot higher than that.
Yeah.
It's got to be double.
Okay.
At least double.
Well, I wasn't going to throw a number in there because I don't want to... I think we get charged according to that.
Ah, interesting.
The new extraction tools just arrived today. So we will be looking and putting those in service probably tomorrow. The department did do some staffing for the last ICE event, which was last Wednesday. I'm not sure where we're going to be tomorrow with staffing, if I'm going to do it, or if we're going to do it or not. I'm just trying to see where we're at. If it stays more snow, you know, it may not be that. What it is whether or not I can get enough responders to handle calls. It's never that many people. 3 to 4 people is about all I end up getting. I live close enough, I'm not going to sleep at the station, so. Okay, last thing I got, I have another applicant. This is he's a highway patrolman, lives up in Oregon. I know the last highway patrolman we had didn't kind of work out so well, but this gentleman is looking for it, and now's the optimum time because we'll be starting our fire classes. So we are getting fire classes first for all of these new people. It won't be an EMT class because we don't have anything available yet.
All right.
You looking for an action tonight on this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bo, you got any?
No, we can make them. I can move to approve the hire of Cameron Martin, pending a background and physical.
I'll second. So we need roll call for that. All right, roll call. Dave Bench. Alex Litton. Yes. Bo Miller.
Yes.
That's all I have tonight. Thank you very much for your time, and if you have any questions, I'm ready for them.
Nope, everything seems to be going good.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, maintenance department.
We've used quite a bit more salt than the last meeting update. We're up to about 150 tons of salt used so far this year, which is quite a bit for us. And depending on how these next two events come, that could easily go up another 50 to 75, maybe even 100 tons. So bigger roads are obviously eating up a lot more salt. So come time to get salt, we're going to have to really look into it, because typically what we used to do, 100 ton was enough to cover you for a season, whether it was one of these seasons where you get freezing rain, slop type stuff, but not anymore. So I think our new target date at this point is going to be like 200 to 250 ton a winter, depending on what the events are. If this event coming turns out to be mostly snow, that's a good thing, because it's going to be a lot of scraping at the end of it. You throw down one round of salt and you're done. So, you know, it's a lot of salt, but it is what it is. We got the salt out there to use. We're not running out, so we're good at that.
That's just for the salt for current roads, right? Not the new roads just given to us?
No.
So that includes the new roads?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the new number. Gotcha.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty close guess to over the years of what I've experienced with it. We're most probably going to be looking at that kind of salt. So, and that ain't us putting anything down heavy. It's still salting enough that it eats it off, but it's not going to be a snowy mess when it's all done. So
I did see the other day the county was out And they were going down roads, yeah. I was like, must be a new driver. Bring the new ones out here.
But, yeah, they, with the salt events, they've kept up with Eric and Ray have done really good with them so far. I haven't heard any complaints if you guys
did. No, and Eric has been, I didn't realize it. I knew you were going to be off coming up. I didn't know it was this week. And Eric had called me and kept me informed, like, hey, this is what I'm planning on doing. I'm going to, you know, we're going to come in at, I think it was Saturday when that snow came in. Yeah. He goes, listen, we're going to go in at like 7. That's when it's supposed to be done, and we're going to start hitting it, you know. And then other times where he's like, hey, we're going to go home. I'm going to catch some sleep and then get up. And I think Friday he actually left early. He said he was going to leave early or something. I don't know if he ended up getting to leave or not, but he's like, since I'm going to have to be back in here, and it helped save on overtime. So that was good of him like that. So, he's been keeping me informed on where they're at and how they're doing it. And
yeah, because he's been calling me about different things on, like, what time they should come in or what they should do back and forth. And if it's a snow event and not an ice event, and we're only talking a couple inches of snow, I'll let some people complain a little bit, but we'll wait to the end of the event. You make one round around, and you throw salt, and you're done. And the cost is way down as far as your labor cost, and you're not throwing a lot of extra salt or wear and tear on the vehicles. But, no, he's been doing fine. If he's got questions, he calls. So that's a good thing. And I told him, I said, ain't like I'm out of reach. Just I'm right over here, call. But so, and it sounds like I stopped here today, and everything seems to be in order out there as far as it's not starting tomorrow. So the new truck is back down south again. Basically, I didn't want it to go, but it went. And I told him, I want it back till it works. If you can't get it to work, send me a check. Because how discouraging it is to go out in the middle of the night and not be able to throw salt. The only thing that works is the snowplow on it. For the kind of money we put in that truck, the truck better work. And I told him, I says, this is ridiculous. I even told him, I says, let me take it to Tracy Road and get it fixed. They handle this equipment, and you know what? I've never had one of these kind of problems from that vendor. At that point, they weren't willing to pay for it yet. But they said they'd get it fixed, so we'll see. They've had it since last Friday. So,
do you have a timeline on when we get it back?
No, and you know, I suggested to them what I thought partially was going on. It still don't explain the electronic controller, because they sent me a whole new controller. I put the new controller in it. It worked running around the parking lot here. Put salt in the truck. Went out. I got down one road and come back and quit working. You couldn't get it to do anything. So
this has been going on for how long now?
Since last winter.
Yeah, I thought it's been a while.
Yeah.
Man, at what point do we need to pursue legal action on that? Because, I mean, if we bought this truck and we can't get it to work, right. I mean, at some point, that's like either the truck's got to get fixed or that's got to happen.
Yeah. And, you know, I can blame the truck dealer for it. There's nothing physically the matter with the truck. It's the attachment put on the truck and the devices making that piece supposedly try to work. And I've never heard of this company that they use down there. And anybody I've asked doesn't seem to know anything about them. So we'll see what happens. But they supposedly had conference call with buyers over what was going on. And their engineers had given some suggestions and agreed to bite the bullet for the bill of everything. So I told him, I said, I want to hear warranties right now, because we haven't even got it to work the first time. So, but I will stay after that. And I know when I talked to David this afternoon, he'd asked about it if they called. So he's due back in a couple days. And he said that he would start pursuing it too. So And I just want it fixed. It's disgusting to get in something you put that much money into and you can't use it for what it was meant to be used for.
Yeah.
So, something else before I get off on that tangent.
The drainage.
The what?
The sewer you backed up.
Oh, yeah. We already sort of talked about that. But, yeah, that just, somebody put an extreme amount of toilet paper down in, and it came from the hall direction by which one of the cleanouts we had to use. So somebody had loaded that up pretty good over the weekend. And with, unfortunately, the wake we had the other day, they had some problems that were minor. It could have been a lot worse, but we got it taken care of. So that got all cleaned up, and I don't remember. I'll almost probably interrupt you later on when I remember. It's an old thing. I didn't write it down. So, but if you guys got any questions for me, other than I'm not really sure. I know I'm off for sure the rest of this week. It's starting to get to the point. We'll see how she does with a couple more therapies here and where I may be able to get away here and there. But I may need part of next week yet, too, just depending on how she does with this therapy. So.
All right. Well, I did have one thing I wanted to run by you. There was somebody mentioned a stop sign down at the corner of Roberta and Corduroy. You've been off, so probably haven't heard about it.
Well,
they fixed a bunch of signs.
Monday I had them out fixing signs. I didn't know about that one.
Ah.
But we had some arrow signs and curve signs that got taken out. And we had some speed limit signs. But I will, have you been down there? Is it up yet?
No, I haven't even been down there. There's somebody told me about it.
All right, I'll let them know in the morning and go from there. So.
Yeah, the only other thing, if you talk to Eric and he needs an extra hand with plowing, just let me know. I'd be happy to drive that little truck around Reno Beach or whatever. So, if he gets in a pickle.
He's got a hydraulic pump line hours on that.
Oh, that's got an engine-driven hydraulic pump on that?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, them are annoying. But nope, that's all I got.
All right, appreciate it.
Yep. Okay, you got anything else? All right, food pantry. Nobody's here for the food pantry. Old business? We have none. So, on to new business. So I have on here township-owned properties and land bank. It's really simple. All I was looking for is just kind of an approval of me reaching out to the land bank to see if they'd take our remaining township-owned properties that we've been trying to dispose of.
100%.
Kind of figured that'd be the answer. I just figured I'd ask formally before.
So we're not down. We don't have many left.
Yeah,
I mean, we're really down to
about 10, 12, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe, and them are the ones that are, a lot of them are really landlocked, and
yeah, and
I doubt they're going to do anything about it, but
worth a shot. Yeah. I mean, we're honestly not that great at wheeling and dealing in property, so it's worth a shot if they could deal with it, because they're better at it than we are. So that's all I have on that. Item number two, so Lisa Sebecki's office, is that her first? Lisa, right? Sent me an email, I think it was towards the end of last week. Said, good afternoon, Lucas County Commissioner Lisa Sebecki is requesting a meeting with you to explore opportunities for strengthening the relationship between the township and county and to discuss potential areas for collaboration that could benefit our community. So I reached back out, and I'm going down to her office to meet with her February 13th, which is Thursday at 11 a.m. So you're welcome to join if you want. If not, that's cool too. But do you guys, I know you guys have stuff that I need to talk to her about, roads and 911 and a whole long list of stuff. If you got anything, I can write it down now, or you guys can reach out to me, email me, whatever, by, you know, Thursday at 11. I'll keep checking my email. So, yeah, I've got a couple different things to talk to her about, too. So, I don't know why they reached out to me. Maybe it's because they reached out to you and Dave.
You're the chairman, man.
I guess.
That's the joys of it. So, no, I had a conversation with her. I know Dave had a conversation with her. you know, the biggest thing that I pushed on her was, you know, talk to us before you make decisions that are going to affect our township, because every decision they make, even though it benefits them, it hinders us. So, and let us work with it. But, again, just to follow up, they are willing to still work with us on projects, and talking to Panuski and her both, they're willing, the county's willing, when we need to go to a paving project, they're willing to actually apply for all the grants for on our behalf, which maybe, but you know, they have people there, that's all they do. So maybe that will be what we need to do when it comes to that. So to help out with the roads, but it's just
that's typically what they've always done in the past. Or well, now it would be Alan. They usually, if you're looking for any of those type grants, or they'll notify you there's a such and such grant you got coming, they got coming up, and they'll ask you if you got anything that fits the criteria that they could put in there. Because sometimes they need, if they're doing a paving project, they may be a mile short to get the maximum point, so they'll try to find out if we got something to add with theirs, and that helps them and us. So.
Well, if you guys think of anything, let me know, aside from the usual stuff. That's all I have on that. Upcoming meetings, there's TEMACOG Stormwater Action Group meeting tomorrow at 9:30. Aside from that, I think that's all we got. So now we're on to public participation. So
one thing I just did remember.
Sure.
If you guys know, Ducks Unlimited started that project over on Cedar Point Road. Mm-hmm. They're digging the ditch and they're going to push in the wetlands. Had a couple citizens that called on it. David called me in the last week about it, and I drove down there. I happened to catch Lake Erie tree there. That ditch and everything's cleared really nice all the way to the back. I mean, it's wide open back through there now. But, yeah, they were going to hopefully start diking. I thought he said early this week, start diking along Cedar Point Road. So, and the elevation was going to be like 5 feet high. So that project's in swing. So maybe as far as what we got to pump, hopefully this cures the Cedar Point project with all that pumping. Then we just pull our stuff out of the back and we'd be done with it. It'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And only have to use that in extreme situations. But yep. So that project got started. So
cool. Okay, public participation. Okay.
I move to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I'll second that. Roll call, Dave Bench. Alex Litton. Yes. Bo Miller.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned at 7:30.
Wow. That's a record.
Yeah.
Bo, have you ever? Bo, have you ever? Bo, have you ever? Bo, have you ever?